that are secretive.
Let's go back to your Virginia experiences and the coal miners. What was the final outcome of all of that research? And you said it was one of the most exciting times in your life. And I'd like to go and didn't really follow that up too much.
I'd like to now. Yes, it was exciting. It just kind of stopped. And after my project and after I left, I didn't hear any more about it. And then I had heard later from someone several years after that that some people had actually taken a wooden cross that was huge and hammered it into the ground in front of this psychiatric clinic. And the physicians left and went to another state. So I thought that was interesting. I didn't know what that meant. So this was after I had been gone some years. So,
well, you don't think it was, there's a lot of fundamentalists in that area.
It could have been, absolutely. It could have been reacting to that, mm-hmm. like what we were talking about earlier. And there were a lot of CIA people. Actually, I was followed for a year after I did that project. I could tell that, and I knew that.
Well, who followed you?
I think somebody from the government or somebody from an agency.
So you think the government probably knows something
about all of this?
All
of us who are doing this. Absolutely, we're all.
Well, the reason I bring that up, I've had several abductees on the air, and many of them seem to think that there's some black operation people that follow along and after the ETs, and they actually are worse to deal with.
Uh-huh. I think so, too.
Yeah. How about abductions? What about that? What have you drawn a conclusion on that?
Abductions.
There are a lot of people are saying they're abducted, and a lot of times, people don't believe them. And I'm just wondering if you think that's.
Do you
have an opinion about it? Or is your mind still open?
No, I definitely believe it. You know, the ones who have come to me have actually had them come to them through a communicative situation. And also, too, now this is another thing, I have had many of them to lose time and space, actual physical time. In fact, my husband and I, about a month or two ago, lost 2 days of time and space. I forgot to tell you about that. And he's
well,
right
now,
here.
Now you've got to tell me more
way.
About that. And why would you lose time? And who made it? How'd that happen?
It's real interesting. It was right before that I met Paula. So, and I actually think that we all have definitely a mission together. It was just one day. It was on a Sunday, or on a Tuesday, and then we thought that it was on a Sunday. We just actually, it's hard to really say what that's like.
Did you not see anybody in those 2 days that could tell you, or did you not mention it to someone?
It was a sensation that we had. It wasn't an actual physical thing, but it was a sensation that we had lost time and space, and part of us maybe had gone somewhere else.
Well, now let me ask you this. What do you think's happening there when you lose time and space? I mean, are they taking you someplace else?
Well, they could be. They could be, absolutely. They could be taking us someplace. They could be communicating with us. I'm not sure. It could be all of the above. Probably is.
Screen memories.
It was a very good experience. It was a good experience, and he said the same thing. And I've heard other, the people that I've helped and worked with in relation to interdimensional beings or ETs have all had very good experiences. I do believe in abductions, and I do believe that some of them have gone wrong, but I have never had that. I have never been involved with that personally.
All of your personal contact has been, they just come and show up and you see them and they leave you telepathic messages or something or feelings?
Well, the same time that I was seeing this little alien around this little same time of my life. I remember, in fact, I remember it. I was sick. I think I had the strep throat or something, and I had a high fever, and I was laying on my side, and I had this toy, and it was called a click clack or something, and it had these little squares that were tied together by black elastic, and you hold one down, and they all fall down, and they were bright colors, and I can remember, and this is the truth. Looking out my window by my bed one night, and it was just there in the air. Nobody was holding it, and it was going up and down. And
okay,
then shortly,
you mean it was just there outside the window, floating or something?
No, it was inside the room next to my bed.
Okay,
and it was like somebody was holding it, and all of them just kind of dominoed down. That's how it went. It happened once. But nobody was holding it. And then after that is when the little baby gray appeared in the mirror. So maybe he was there invisibly first or something else, but it was, I remember that.
It's almost like a science fiction story I wanted to be a writer, never could sell it, but probably wasn't good enough, but I call it double image, and that was you look in the mirror, and there's something going on in the mirror that's reacting to you, and you don't realize it, you know.
Exactly.
Do you think that's possible? It might be.
I do. I mean, I think it could certainly be possible. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think they could be with us right now as we speak.
Excuse all the extraneous noise, but that's the power coming back on.
Oh, that's good. Coming back on.
Yeah. And so, anyway, when we talk about these things, there's so many questions that one needs to ask, and naturally, we have a limited time on this show. I'll have to do it again sometime. You mentioned Paula Harris. Where'd you meet her, in Phoenix or what?
Well, I met Paula because Paula is having this wonderful symposium, women's symposium on UFO subject matter in Glen Rose, Texas.
Yeah, that's just south of Fort Worth, not too far from
right.
here.
Right, May the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Actually, my husband and I grew up there as children. And that's where these incidents took place that I was telling you about back in the late
50s. Well, really?
Yeah. Glen Rose has a lot of history of this. And a lot of the old-timers around talked about we had a place called the Low Water Bridge, and people had seen three balls of light traveling through the river at some point. That was one of the tales that went around, which I'm sure it was true. And so a lot of that, and then, of course, the Stephenville Lights, which they're honoring that, and Paula has done a fabulous job with this symposium. It's just going to be great.
We're going to have Paula on here pretty soon.
Yeah,
Paula and I've done a lot of things together over the years.
Well, I met Paula because a client of mine was wanting to sign up for the symposium, and I said it was on a Sunday, and I said, well, let's give a call. And so we called, and Paula answered the phone, and we talked. And Paula is from Rome, and I lived in Rome for years in the past.
Yeah, I knew that. That's the reason I asked you where this happened about the 9-year-old.
And so we started. I can understand Italian, but I lost a lot of it that I spoke because I speak Portuguese fluently. And so sometimes I get them confused.
The first time I talked to you, I thought you'd probably have an Italian accent, but you're an American, right?
I'm American, but in my heart, I'm Italian. I love it over there, and it's great.
Well, gee, I should have got the music to Three Coins and a Fountain as a bumper here.
Or my good friend Tom Chauvin. My goodness, he was one of the greatest composers of all, the one that did the Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I had intended on using that. Tell us a little bit about that connection.
Well, I did some work back in the late 70s with a very famous writer and reporter by the name of David St. Clair. And he'd written a lot of metaphysical books. And he was living in, he had lived in Brazil for 20 years and had written for, he was a writer with Time and Life and also freelance journalist of his own. And he and I came in contact with each other, and I worked for him and did research for him in Brazil, and we had huge projects that took like 8 years of my life. And that's a long story. That story takes
well,
we
only
hour.
Have 2 or 3 minutes left, but I don't guess I'll have to, we'll have to bring you back to talk about that story, and I'll have that bumper music this next
time.
Well,
I would love to. And he
I love
he was
that.
Great.
What was the long and short? We don't want to leave the audience hanging here about your Brazilian escapades, for lack of a better term.
Well, actually, David wrote about spiritualism. And he, of course, he wrote also about some true cases in the United States, and he also lived in England and all over. And so I would do research with him, and it was quite incredible. This went on for about 15 years of my life, and he knew the president of Brazil at the time, and Tom Jobim, and he introduced me, and then I had a musical situation, story, and a subject matter, and that
do you sing?
I don't sing in English, but I did sing in Portuguese, and that's part of the deal. That's part of the story. So, and now I probably can't do either. But
okay, you've brought up 3 or 4 things I could spend an hour with, but we're almost out of time. But Are you going to be down there at the conference in Glen Rose speaking, or are you just attending?
No, I'm going to be speaking. When Paula and I talked and I signed up my client with Paula and myself, we immediately hit it off, and the person who was originally supposed to be there, another clinical hypnotherapist, couldn't make it, and she asked me to fill her spot. And I was very honored, and I know the show is going to be great. There are a lot of interesting people there. Angela,
yeah,
Joyner's
I just talked to Carol Rosen today, as a matter of fact. She's going to be there.
She's going to be there, absolutely. And it's an
experience. All of them.
It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing for people who, you know, have a lot of questions and are seeking to attend. I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're a part of it, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that part.
Yeah.
Because when we... Now, do you get that conference date again, and they can go over to... Paula's really went all out on this. She has that Stephenville panel on Saturday besides all you ladies talking.
Right, absolutely. And the man who actually saw it is going to be there, too. And
yes, Steve Allen.
People. Right, some of the local people who saw it. You should come down and be there, Jerry.
Well, we'll see if I can.
That would be great.
I haven't said no, but I'm not sure that I'm going up to making personal appearances. I've had some health issues recently, but that'll get better.
Yeah. Well.
And we'll see.
Now,
give the date for that again, and what time do you speak? Do you know?
It's a Friday and Saturday and a Sunday. I'm not sure what it's the 18th or 19th. Let me see if I can get a calendar. Let's see, and I can tell you.
You're pretty good at bringing things up on your laptop real fast.
Yeah, my laptop's not working here in the hotel room where I'm staying here.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was talking to you the other day, and you had some answers for me before I even had time to ask the question.
I did. I was in Dallas, and it was working. Just a second. I have it up right now. I can tell you the dates right here. And it is the 18th and 19th. And 20th.
Yeah, that sounds 18th, right.
It's the 8th, May the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
And it's in Glen Rose, Texas, and that's just south of Fort Worth and not far from Dallas, naturally. And
it's about an hour from Fort Worth and about an hour and a half from Dallas.
And that's where you hang out these days, I take it, Dallas, even though I'm talking to you in Houston.
I do. Yeah.
Do you have clients? Are you taking clients or anything?
I do. I have clients. I sure do.
So they can go over to your website and get all that information?
I can go to my website, and my phone number is on my website. It's KarenGresham.com, K-A-R-E-N. GRESHAM.com.
And that's all one word.
Yes, and it has how they can reach me, and my phone number is 214-521-0869.
I can tell you're a Sagittarian because you got the plug in. Anyway, we're going to have to leave it at where we are, but...
Well, this has been a great honor, Jerry, to be with you on your show, and I hope I would love to be back with you again.
We'll have you back, and there's a lot of things we left hanging here we need to follow up on.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a lot. I've not lived an average life. I've chosen to be kind of a Tom Sawyer person.
Okay,
so
spell that website again, and I'll let you go.
Okay, it's www.karen, KarenGresham.com.
Well, thanks very much. I've enjoyed it.
I have too, Jerry. Thank you so much.